Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Holiday festivities in Duluth kick off in a big way this week with the annual Christmas City of the North Parade on Friday and the lighting up of Bentleyville on Saturday. But a hidden gem in downtown Duluth is the annual Peppercocker Bean, opening with a reception this Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. Translating to Gingerbread City, the local Duluth Sons of Norway hosts this annual artistic community collaboration. From snow and icing-covered rooftops to candy cane lanes, this city reminds us of the holiday tradition of baking and decorating as a family and as a community. The third annual Peppercocker Bean opens this Friday thanks to many volunteers and the hard work of Allison Owney, Teresa Hodick, and our guest today, Bente Soderlund.
Peppercocker Bean is the third annual, and it's the Sons of Norway Northern Lodge that started it, and we have it in the Nordic Center, and it was kind of one of those crazy ideas, and I guess I hadn't realized that I had talked about it that much, because in Bergen, where I'm from, we create the world's largest gingerbread city, and we figure, well, it would be really cute to try to do the same thing.
So this is from your hometown.
It is.
Talk about how people come together to make it, because that seems like the reason behind it.
Yeah, no, it is. Growing up, you know, we always made gingerbread houses, and people like to get together and bake and eat, and you know, just have it be cozy in the winter. You know, and you have like sports clubs and Boy Scouts and anyone, you know, they get together, and it's a social thing. I don't know, you just kind of like to gather and do things and help make something happen in your city.
So talk about the past years of the Duluth Peppercocker Bean.
Well, we have, how it first started was Jane Peterson. She was with the lodge, and she applied to Sons of Norway for a grant to build our version of the Peppercocker Bean. And there's a Jan, she make gingerbread houses. And so we have a workshop with her. So she comes with all her gingerbread houses, and then the kids and adults get to decorate them. So there's lots of little helpers, you know, that need, that make it happen.
Is it different every year?
It is. It is different. But, you know, we've had the workshop every year, which is great. And then Harbor City International School, their sculpture class have made some amazing things. Yeah, they always contribute every year. So it'll be exciting to see what they're doing this year.
Was this around since you were young in Bergen? Or what are your memories of the Peppercocker Bean?
You know, it wasn't around when I was really little, but it was always a really cozy place to go, and they would have music, and it's been in different locations. And I think that's been one of the great things, you know, people really get together to make it happen. And I know people really love it when they come. It's such a peaceful, cozy place.
Peppercocker Bean is that miniatureville. Talk about just how that feels and what that looks like.
Yeah, no, it is great, because you have the little, you know, the hilly part, and we have the water. There's always somebody making the lift bridge we've had the lift bridge every year. So you got the water part and the colorful roofs, and I know we're gonna have one big 5 feet tall construction. You know, if you have a sudden urge to try to bake something now, we're not turning anything down. So yeah, just come and visit us, and we do have some little gingerbread cookies too for you to taste too. So
Peppercocker Bean is a great pit stop on your way to Bentleyville this holiday season. It's at the Duluth Sons of Norway Nordic Lodge, 23 North Lake Avenue, opening Friday, November 21st, and open every Friday through Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. through December 14th. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Listen to this episode again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts And if you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to kumd@kumd.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.